the tornado cut a wide path of destruction through Moore, taking away in an instant the comfortable lives people had built here. But many survivors are just happy to be alive.
I feel lucky. I feel like $1 million right now.
Another person left homeless but alive is Alfredo Corrales, who crowded into a small underground shelter with his family and a neighbor.
Me and the neighbor was just holding on to the hatch just to keep the door secure, and that wind was blowing over, and just kind of the wind was just sucking up on the door, and when it was doing that, the rain was just shooting down into the cellar.
Among those who have temporarily moved to the nearby city of Norman is Michelle Madden, who was overjoyed to find all of her children unharmed after the twister devastated most of their neighborhood.
I was relieved, but kind of felt guilty that my kid was okay, but there's others that aren't okay, and there's just devastation everywhere.
She and her family now watch any darkening of the sky with anxiety. In the wreckage of what used to be the beauty salon she helped run, Carmen Hussey helps clean up.
They're going to rebuild the shop. They're going to rebuild the building. But then in the meantime, we still, as being self-employed, need somewhere to work.
Utility companies have brought in crews to help restore the town's electrical service. And volunteers, including local college students, are helping to remove debris from homes and yards near the disaster zone.
Okay.
Moore city official Deidre Ibre says this kind of tragedy unites people.
In a community like this, I would say that we were 100% affected. And so those of us that live nowhere near where, you know, any of these things happened are completely affected by it.
Around 90% of homes here in Moore were not touched by the storm. But having had three major tornadoes strike here in the past 14 years, people know that it could be their home next time. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Moore, Oklahoma.